Welcome, everybody, to the big call tonight. It is Thursday, September the 12th, and you're listening to the big call. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in once again, and I hope we have some good information, and I think I have some up-to-date, I mean, talking about the last 15 minutes,
ooh,
getting something that is prescient to us. So that was a pleasant surprise.
That's
all right,
totally
let's have a great
code.
Call.
Code
it's totally what, Sue?
Totally
so
code.
Yeah. Yeah, it is, yeah. It's good, though. It's good code. And I look forward to bringing that during my Intel segment, and that'll be fun. That'll be really fun. So, like we do every call, let's bring the call in with a word of prayer, open it up, and then we'll go into Sue's teaching, which has always been good, and I think we really enjoy listening to these teachings and then commenting on them, Bob and I and Sue, after we hear them. So that's exciting. All righty, let's pray the call in first. Lord God, we thank you for everything that is happening behind the scenes. We know a lot is getting done so that we can have this blessing come to us. And we thank you for that, and I know everybody that's in Big Call Universe is happy to hear what it is we have to share tonight. So thank you for that. Thank you for this night, this call, this platform, and all of the 19-plus million people that are listening across the globe. Thank you for preserving that audience, if you will, and giving them clarity as far as what we're speaking about, and bring this to us as we sit waiting with open arms for that which is coming our way. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Sue, special time. This will close out the week as Bob sees it. This week starts at 9 p.m. on Tuesday, and it ends at 10:30 p.m. Eastern on Thursday, when the big call is over. So, we're all ears, Sue. We can't wait to hear what you found for us tonight.
Well, I just had a flash on a new dedication, and I'm going to dedicate this to people, thinking about the people that inspire them to love more.
Mm-hmm.
Finding the people that inspire you to love more because they express their love. And I'm going to dedicate that to HP, J and K, you and Bob. It's all about the expression of love and expressing it daily. And this is called Mountains to Molehills. I met a man a few years ago who is so discouraged. He's in the graphic design industry. At one time, his company had been very successful. But over the years, his business had gone down. He'd lost all his major clients. It looked as if bankruptcy was inevitable. He went on and on, telling me about the problem, going into great detail to explain all the setbacks he'd suffered and how unfair it was. I finally had to interrupt him and say, "We've talked long enough about the problems. Let's start talking about the solution. Let's start talking about what God can do. Let's start talking about the fact that favor is on the way." We prayed together. Then I said, "There's something you have to do. Every morning you need to declare, 'I have the favor of God. Favor is bringing me new clients. Favor is turning my business around.' and all through the day, under your breath, keep thanking God for that favor. I saw him several months later. He was like a new person, beaming with joy. He told how, at his lowest moment, he thought he was done. Company that he'd never worked for contacted him and asked him to make a presentation. They chose him over several major firms. He said, "With this one new client, I'll have more income than from all my other clients combined." He was on pace to have a record year. What you're facing may seem impossible. Don't talk about the problem. Talk about the solution. Talk about the fact that the favor is on the way. "Yes, my finances may be low, but I know favor is coming. These people at work aren't treating me right. I'm not going to live bitter. I know favor is on the way. Well, my child is off course, but I know it's only temporary. The favor of God is turning it around." This is what a man named Zerubbabel did in the scripture. He was in charge of rebuilding the temple in Jerusalem. Everything came against him. City leaders hired attorneys to try to stop him. They wouldn't give him the permits. Other people were causing strife and trouble. It looked impossible. He could have been discouraged, but he heard the prophecy that the Lord gave to Zechariah about him, and based on what he said, "Who are you, O great mountain that stands before me? You shall become a mere molehill. I will finish the temple by shouting grace to it." He was saying, "I have this big mountain in front of me, but I'm not worried. I know it's about to become a molehill. How's this going to happen? What was his secret? By speaking grace to it." Another word for grace is favor. He was saying, "Yes, this obstacle is big, but I have the favor of God. Favor is making my crooked places straight. Favor is defeating my enemies. Favor is going to help me finish this project." He didn't talk about his mountain. He talked to his mountain. When you face challenges, try not to get discouraged. Speak favor over them. Look at your bank account and speak favor to it. "I will lend and not borrow. What I touch will prosper and succeed." Speak favor over your health. "This sickness is not the end. This pain is not permanent. The favor of God is bringing healing." Speak favor over the legal situation. "I will be victorious. The favor of God is keeping my enemies from defeating me." It's not enough to just pray about it. It's not enough to just believe. What's going to turn the mountain into a molehill is by speaking grace to it. And that's our teaching for tonight.
Thank you, Sue. That's a really good teaching. And I'm so glad you brought it to us. Thank you for that. Yeah, I like that, sort of comparing the concept of favor with grace. Because, you know, God is a God of grace. And that's for the New Testament church, meaning those of us who were considered Gentiles. But we have a different dispensation than the Old Testament Jewish believers. They were under the law. Jesus said, "I come not to condemn the law, but to fulfill the law." And thank you that that was complete with Jesus' resurrection and raising from the dead. But At that point, we began a new era, a dispensation, a time of grace. And we have that grace whereby all we need now ever since the crucifixion and raising of Jesus from the dead, we have the ability to gain our right relationship with Jesus Christ, with God, through grace, and that is by faith. And that's Ephesians 2, 8, and 9. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, lest any person should boast. So right there is a beautiful verse in Ephesians that tells us really where we stand now in this age of grace. And this age will go on until the church is called out, the great catching away of the church. Some people use the term rapture. It's not a biblical term, doesn't appear in the Bible. But the Greek, closest thing in the Greek to translate it is the great catching away of the church. And I don't want to get into that right now, but I would say that we are in a different dispensation now, and it's a much easier. We don't have to give blood sacrifices. We don't have to try to do anything that they had to do under the law in the Old Testament, but that this is something that we have. Now, coming back to the teaching, the idea of favor. Yes, we have the favor of God, and I love the fact that the author of this, Sue, went into ways so that we don't get bogged down in something that we cannot control, like what has already happened in the past, the fact that the accounts were not what they were, some accounts were not active anymore, all of that. But rather, to focus on the positive, on the future, on how to get the business back up, and to pray accordingly, to pray and speak to God and speak the things that are not as though they were, meaning speak prosperity and life and business and everything into your own life. I think it's very important that we do that and that we stand in faith. Because it is, remember, what is it? Impossible without faith to please God. Without faith, it is impossible to please Him, the Bible says. Well, we've been given the measure, not a measure, the measure of faith, each of us. And so all we need to do is apply that faith, utilize that faith, believe in that faith, and use that faith to make our lives better. And I think that's really the crux of this message, is use faith to instill favor with God. Doesn't mean He loves us anymore. He loves us the same no matter what. But by showing God our love, by showing the faith that we've been given, by using that faith that we've been given as a free gift, remember, it's the gift of God. By using that, we're showing God that we love Him and that we believe in everything that we have and everything that we're about to receive, such as this blessing. So that's what I got out of the teaching so far, Sue. And you know me, I could go on and on. But rather than that, let's go ahead and toss it over to Bob. Overhand, Bob. Overhand.
All right. It was a good toss. Right in my glove, right in stride. I got the guy out at first, no problem.
There you go.
Perfect. Thanks, Bruce. And you're Sue,
welcome.
Thanks. This was really great for me. It stimulated me to think back over many years, many decades, to the people that I knew that demonstrated how to be more loving. And goes back to the days of deinstitutionalization, when at the behest of President Kennedy, they started to look at what was going on in institutions for people that were mentally ill and developmentally mm-hmm. disabled. Some people that had been living there their whole lives were 60, 70 years old and had been put in these places when they were 4 or 5. And the conditions were really horrific, as Geraldo Rivera discovered when he went into Willowbrook, the institution that was the worst of all of them. And it was that expose, along with President Kennedy, that started the movement of deinstitutionalization and the dawn of the group home, the apartment program, and normalization theory, which Dr. Wolfensberger at Syracuse University put forth a program and proposal how these people who were coming out of the institutions could be treated as if they were just as normal as anyone who'd never been in an institution, and they would be treated with love and respect and not feared, as was the case in many places where a group home was, you know, protested against and the like. And I was fortunate to be working in that field, and my job was to greet people who were being deinstitutionalized, help them to get into their first group home, their first apartment program, help them to get started at the sheltered workshop, later to have a job that was outside the sheltered workshop, how to act normal in the society, how not to hoard food, how to dress, everything. And it was fortunate that we had two of our best teachers, both had PhDs in psychology, and were working with Dr. Wolfensberger, and they created a project called the Normalization Safeguard Project. And they developed a whole set of criteria and an evaluation tool that they called PASS, Program Analysis of Service Systems. And they would go to a community-based organization, and they would stay for a week, and they would grade the staff in the organization on how well they were doing in helping with normalization, and give suggestions and observations. And these were just amazing people. I won't say their names. I don't know if it's right, but their initials are DM and MK. And I got to take their classes and go to their institutes and implement their teachings. And it was quite an amazing thing. One of them, the woman, what she would do is in this city in upstate New York, she would befriend a homeless woman who was living on the street. And she would stop by one day and just say, "Hey, what's your name?" "And my name's so-and-so." And slowly over time befriend them and then have them come and live with her at her house. Mm. And she would care for them and help them until they were capable of living on their own again. She would help them to get cleaned up, get a job, and she was a great counselor, and people would get back on their feet. And once they were, she would then go and meet another person who lived on the street. And she did that for many, many years and was still doing it the last time I saw her. And so these were two of my early examples. And going from there, I'd worked in the nursing home business after that for 20 years as an administrator. And there were thousands upon thousands of staff people that were like that, that were working in the nursing home because they were very loving, kind people who loved their own grandmas and grandpas and wanted to spread that love to people at the end of their life living in a nursing home. And it was priests and nuns and deacons and nurses' aides and nurses and social workers that were just, like, incredibly loving to every person that they saw every day, all day, day after day after day. It was just in their blood. Mm-hmm. And And we even saw the love between the residents and each other. They made friends. We had a Catholic wedding at one nursing home where a man and woman were living there who had never been married before and got married in their late 80s and were married by the priest right there in the nursing home.
Amen.
And it just goes on and on and on. It's just amazing. There's a Catholic priest in another town in upstate New York who bought a hotel. It was a two-story hotel with about 100 rooms, and he started going around with a driver identifying the homeless people in this town, big town, million people, and bringing them to live at the hotel and helping them go through training programs for work. He had a whole restaurant business there at the hotel, and the people would work there and learn to be cooks and all like that. And I knew him because I had my own business in that town at that time, and I would hire the people from his training programs to come and work for me and then go over there and help him with this, that, and the other thing and share services and resources. And what an amazing man. He called his program Glide Path to Recovery. And just whenever you were in his presence, it was this feeling, you know, that you're sitting in front of a living manifestation of God. And just an amazing person. And I'll bet I've met 10,000 people in my life like that, because of the businesses that I was in, you know, the helping business. And
the helping.
You get to see so many beautiful caretakers that can demonstrate to anyone what it means to be a loving person.
That's beautiful.
Wow.
That's beautiful, Bob. You did it again. That's another home run.
It's really good.
Yep. You know, Bob, what I get, just a sec, Sue, what I got from that reminded me, your experience reminded me of what we set up very early before you came on the big call with us. What I got together with several other people, one of whom is somebody that's in our advisory group, and we put together something which I named Streets to Retreat. Similar idea that as your recovery. The idea is working with homeless and providing for them training and living quarters in a hotel-type situation that could be converted to efficiency-type apartments and allowing them to get the training, get off the streets, get cleaned up, whatever, and to try to get them a job or hire them at our veterans retreat sites. And so that reminded me of that, Bob, and you have such great experience with that. Remind me at some point to ask you more about that and see if that is something we should incorporate in our Rebuild America program. Streets to Retreat. Meaning that they could come, once they got situated for 6 months, a year, whatever it was, in that apartment, they could come and live at a veterans retreat location and go to work there for us. So that's just a thing that you brought to my memory with that. And I think that's a terrific experience that you had with those people, and I just think it's absolutely fantastic. Sue, this was another good one. You hit it out of the park, too. You hit an ace on this one, Sue. Right down the center line of the tee.
So. Back on the backhand side, right, exactly, right.
Yeah, that's right. Backhand side of the deuce court. Right,
yep.
If you're right-hander. Yep, exactly. Sue, this was a really good teaching. You know I loved it and commented on it. I love Bob's commentary. It's so real. It's so important and prescient. It's just, that's what we should be doing, is taking these teachings and applying it in our own lives, just like Bob just did. And what did you gain something yourself from this teaching? Tell us, if so, what it was.
Well, I gained a lot, immensely so, which is why I dedicated it. And it was interesting how Bob just ran with finding the people that are inspired by actually living their love. And being generous. And Bob doesn't know. It's so interesting to hear you tell that story, Bob, because I kind of forgot about it. I spent 2 years in college at what was then called, and I'm not going to use the name for privacy reason, the nation's most intense mental hospital.
I
volunteered. I totally, you remember these things. I don't know why I don't remember them. I volunteered for 2 years to go, 30, 40 times during the year to work with these people that were institutionalized, men and women separated, but to bring them joy. And they said, well, what do you want to do? It was like up to me to kind of develop a program. I was a minor in psychology. And they said, well, why don't you come up with an idea? And I would study. It's so interesting. I would study like what they like to do, or, you know, how they were kind of isolated and drifting. And they were on all these really intense medications and
sure,
all of that. But over a period of 2 years, it was really amazing to see how bringing life, bringing love into that situation and having a Christmas party, it was like they were out of touch with any part of regular reality.
Yep.
And they would get so excited, Bob and Bruce. And they would dance. We would dance, of course. What's the consistent picture here? We would play music, and they would get so excited. And I would hear the people that work there saying, you know, this has transformed them. They have life and light back in their life. And I thought that the teaching and what you said, Bruce,
mm-hmm,
this is a very powerful little moment for people really paying attention. There's an intellectual understanding, and then there's living the essence, like actually doing it, living it, doing something with it. When your heart is really engaged, it just comes out of you. It overflows from you. It just flows from you when your heart is really engaged. And that's what Bob has always done. I would say that I go back and forth between healing, creativity, leadership. It's like I've always walked those three, which is why we have new leader as healer. But Bob has dedicated his life to being around people that want to heal and transform. I guess maybe all of us have been around transformation, and all of us listening to this call. The point is, when you're around people and they're really inspired, that's I'm beginning to realize it's people that are inspired to be loving and healing, and they lean in, and they share it, and they say, hey, I'm here. Hey, I'm listening. Hey, that's how you know. They're with you. And that's what we're going to have to do, is get the people, be the leaders, be the people that, like, our hearts are so strong that people can tell we're 100% committed. 100%. Like, you can feel it when somebody's 100% emotionally committed. That's what it is. Emotionally. Not with your head. Not intellectual knowledge, but so you can feel like,
heart knowledge.
Are we doing this? And you can tell because they're taking action on it. If they really love it, they can't help themselves but take action on it. If they really love it, they can't help themselves from expressing it. If they really love it, they can't help but let it be like, I have to share with you. And that's what I think this is about, is using and being inspired, letting love back into your life and letting it inspire you to move the mountain. So that's my take on it. Just cool.
That was really good, too.
Had all that. I forgot
really
about
good.
That part of my life. Bob remembers
yes.
it.
Yes.
I know. It's just,
I know.
It was, yeah. Yeah.
It was really good, Sue. I love that. And it was a part of your life for a couple of years while you're in school, and you were able to share. And I know that's your heart of hearts, your bailiwick is joy and
healing.
Dance. Healing. You're able to get all of that.
Transformation. Leadership.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Leadership, yeah. Those are really good paths, and they all work very well together. So thank you for that. That's really good. Well, once again, Sue, you've done it again. You brought us a really good teaching, and you and Bob did an excellent job of bringing out practical
examples.
Thank
you, Bruce. So did you.
Okay.
Yep.
How that teaching is applicable in our lives, now and in the future, taking our past actions and possibly bringing it forward into our future. And the other thing I got, Sue, was that you did that because you were passionate about it. You do something you love because you're passionate about it.
Yeah, I was just reflecting on that, though, and this is important before we move on. I think I did it, and I know people are going to be laughing and rolling their eyes, and that person could be BN or TM, but I did it a lot out of, I was really curious. I wanted to help. I really wanted to help, and I was really curious about how I could make a difference in that situation. I was curious.
Sure. Yeah, you wanted to see results. You wanted to see what would happen if. And that is so good that you invested your time in these people's lives.
Yep.
And it was kind of an experiment of sorts for you because you were able to see the result.
Mm-hmm.
That was really good, though. I could see that working, too. Definitely. Well, thank you for that teaching, Sue. I think we all enjoyed that. Now everybody in Big Call Universe is thinking of if they've had anything similar to that in the past and how they might apply that teaching to their lives in the future.
Yeah, so where their heart was, where they were doing something to help somebody else or their heart was open, yeah.
Right, good point. Well, Sue, this is a night of prayer, or should be, if we have any prayer requests that we could pray over. Thursday night. Prayer night, did any such prayer requests come in?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Are you okay day, Thursday 9/12/24. Are you okay day is observed to make us and those around us seen, heard, and understood. National Day of Encouragement. Thursday, 9/12/24. Do your bit to uplift those around you. That's another thing. I'm like really zoning in on encourage. It's amazing. Encouragement. Positive Thinking Day, Friday, 9/13/24. Think of all the positivity that you are blessed with and be grateful and thankful. National Coloring Day, Saturday, 9/14/24. Get creative with paper and crayons, colored pencils or markers, and brighten up your day. National Food is Medicine Day, Saturday, 9/14/24. Learn about the risks of poor nutrition and the barriers to nutritious eating. National Online Learning Day. The Internet has, that's Sunday, 9/15. The Internet has revolutionized the learning process and offers flexible learning environments. Get this pulled up. Flexible learning environments to students, as in all the training that we do on the Big Call. God comes first and always. Amen. Lord, help us with this. We must take up the whole armor of God so that we may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand firm. We put on the armor of God so that when Satan and his army come marching to our door, we're ready to stand firm. The Christian life is not always easy. Ephesians 6:11. Heavenly Father, today the Big Call family is praying for all the leaders and millions of listeners, for all their prayer requests, especially health, Pastor Scott's health and positive recuperation from his surgery, Bruce's eyesight, faith, hope, patience for this RV800 number for 4B group, med beds, debt forgiveness jubilee, R&R, Social Security increases, update on the quantum financial system, blessings and peace to all on this call. Everyone have a blessed weekend. We pray through Jesus Christ. Amen and amen.
Okay.
And that is, yeah.
Our all-inclusive prayer request from Jeannie.
Yes.
Yep. And you did prompt my memory on a couple of things I'll bring up in the Intel segment, Jeannie. Thank you for that. Well, Sue, thank you for handling the prayer requests. And yes, we continue to lift up Pastor Scott on every call for his complete and total healing, and that he would be able to be fully and totally restored. In Jesus' name, amen. Complete. Sue, that was really good. Let's see. Tomorrow night is your last class for your most recent course, and that would be at 7:25 and. I know everybody, I guess, that is signed up already is part of that. And that sounds like you had a great class yesterday and last night, I mean. And if you want to comment on that or anything else that you'd like to bring to us tonight, this is your time.
I'm going to just pause for a second and let everybody else pause. 10 seconds, Andrew Huberman. Bob and Bruce, give us the brain a chance to reset.
Yeah, really.
What is really powerful, and this I say this as if I'm walking you into a room in the future, which I consider my space in this incredible call to be. It's going to be about being with people where, like we had, and anybody from the pod, just text me or email me. It would be fun to see who's listening. We had the most powerful, open, and the word was chosen as authentic connection of leaders. And it was as if, I think there were like 16, 17, maybe 18 people. Some of them were on a call. And it was as if towards the end, we were sitting out by a campfire under the stars, and we were just reflecting, being ourselves, being expressing what we were going through. There was such a safe space to be authentic that for me, the founder of the group, to witness how people were opening up, and they're, you know, they've been big business leaders and big, really big deals, all kinds of people, really curious, really bright, mothers, grandmothers, grandfathers, fathers, watching people come together with a purpose, a big vision, learning together, and then sharing in sort of an open, warm space. To think about what that's going to be like when people start their projects, and I'll give you an opportunity to learn what, to listen to it and learn it in a minute, but that was an incredibly powerful thing. And that's what I'm hoping for everybody that's listening to this segment right now, is that you find people that will resonate with your truest and deepest values. And a couple of the men were saying, well, until I got to this group, I really didn't have that in my life. And Bob, I bet you can imagine. Like, I'm talking about people that feel deeply safe to express where they need to add something to their life as they develop their leadership. It's very rare. So I'm going to read something to you that was a testimonial that came in. Oops, wrong one. Hold on a second. Still not the right one. Hold on. And I hope that I can find it. Maybe not. Hold on. Yes. I wanted to send an initial quick note of profound thankfulness for the incredible class and meditation last night. How can I possibly express my deep appreciation for the expression and the energy that you brought in? I'm in tears for the healing you've given me. I will ask the Holy Spirit daily to continue the rapt loop 24/7 so I can continue to grow in inner strength and have a clear, full integration of my mind, my spirit, my heart, and my body. You've cleared the way for me to grow in mastery with my Christ self. The stabilization and lifting of limitations are gifts I could never repay. How can I describe the relief this has provided? It's a miracle that only a divine being could provide. Don't mean to just stop there. It goes on. What I'm saying here and where I'm going to go with this is that if you're somebody, and this is what I'm beginning to realize, the world has taught you to internalize a lot of false beliefs, a lot of false identity about yourself, guilt, unworthiness, many, many things. And that's the reason the world is in the state it's in, because people are walking around with internalized negative identities, beliefs about how reality works, and in order for us to recreate the world, you're going to need to activate a more powerful Christ-based energy. And so that's why we created the Golden Wisdom Bundle. And when Bruce is going to speak, tonight about it at the end. This is a reminder, Bruce.
Yes, I got
Anything that you write to me about, I am only dealing with leadership and how to prepare the people and the leadership that is going to help to transform through their heart. Transform through their heart what the world will be as a regenerated world. So, if you're somebody that you're sitting there and you're thinking, okay, just ask yourself, am I doing something every day? Am I in the part of my mind where I can't stop thinking about the transformation I want to bring? Because it's all about intensifying your passion, intensifying it so that you can bring the healing and the transformation the world wants to receive from you. That is what the Golden Wisdom Bundle is going to do. It's going to activate that higher energy, that higher passion, and it's going to open a part of your mind, which is the spiritual side, the emotional side. Just ask yourself, when you're listening to me, are you feeling love running through? Are you feeling it in your body? There's something it's not. When you're really listening to somebody whose energy is really 100% behind something, you can feel it in their words. You can feel it in your body if somebody is really inspired and 100% energetically committed to what they're saying. It's not passive. It's not coming from their head. It's literally in their entire body. And what I want the Golden Wisdom Bundle to do is to activate that energy in the new leaders so that they can spread it out and we can create these groups of people that are going to reach and touch through the kinds of people that Bob was around, through the people that came to me and wanted to be better and give more value to the world, whose hearts were open, who want to be more loving, who want to be growing, who want to be learning, who want to bring more light. If you want to be one of those people, please consider, if you're feeling the Golden Wisdom Bundle, and it's $300, it should be $550, but we're making it $300, and it's going to walk you through so you feel grounded in this new identity of, wow, I've got all this money all of a sudden. All these people want to be directing me, and which direction do I go? The most important thing is that you're anchored in your Christ truth. You have really good clarity about how you learn, you walk through, you're coached, so you go step by step by step, and it's not just in your head. It can't be where your heart's not activated, your emotions aren't activated. That's not going to be the transformation that heals our world. So if you're interested, please send us an email tonight to integratedminds@hushmail.com and just put Golden Bundle 300 and put your name, telephone number, and that you're willing to get Cash App. It literally takes 5 minutes. You know what, Bob, check this out. Ambers, you know what they call their customer service reps? Advocates. I just think that's new. Hi, I'm a Cash App advocate. Feel what if anybody's paying attention, feel what you feel in your body when somebody tells you they are your advocate. Oh my God, that was so brilliant. So borrow that. You could say I'm the Rebuild America advocate here to help you get your plans together, whatever. Point is, it's really easy. All you have to do is send us an email, Golden Wisdom Bundle, your name, telephone number, $300, you get Cash App, and you will be getting, we will be getting that out to you usually within about 6 hours. And all you have to send is send it to integratedminds@hushmail.com. Why the Golden Bundle? You could be going to some secular leadership place and you wouldn't get all the different systems blended, so you have a holistic understanding of your body, mind, and spirit moving through a whole new system, people, changes, and be able to understand how you're going to impact it, and you are going to be able to navigate it on terms that will serve the greater good. The whole point is to serve the healing of our world. And that's what I have to say for tonight, Bruce. And Bob?
I love that, Sue. That was really good. I love that. And I think you did a wonderful job capsulizing the Golden Bundle 300. And
we'll mention that. No emails to Sue about redemption.
Right.
No.
I was hoping you'd say that.
Let me just say this. So there was some misunderstanding that took place on Tuesday, and so a lot of you sent, and I got a call from Hushmail, what the hell is happening? And I got slammed with all these emails that kind of fried my brain. It would be interesting, like people that know me really well and think like I'm like flowing through life most of the time. Well, not this morning. Please do not send me, I can't tell you about the Redemption Center appointments. I'm not going to send you an email when the 800 numbers come out. The only reason you're contacting Sue is for a world-class formula. If you haven't done your, you know, if you haven't developed
presentation.
Your presentation. If you're going to join a class, and we may be having you be able to listen to a class starting on Tuesday next week if you want, and maybe a few other surprises. But really, Golden Wisdom Bundle and classes, leadership development is the only thing we do here. Okay?
So. That's right. That's Sue's bailiwick. That's her position. That's her wheelhouse.
Yep. You know?
And so don't bother Sue by sending emails that are not any of those things. And if I misled anyone on Tuesday night to contact Sue for any other reason than the class or the Golden Bundle 300, then I apologize because I didn't intend to say anything other than that. And I don't think I did, but some people might have misconstrued what I said. You know, you guys notice that my delivery on Intel is usually slow and repetitive so that everybody gets it. You know, I don't want this to be like a game of telephone where I say one thing, somebody else says another thing, next thing you know, it's totally changed. The idea is that we all get clarity and understand the concepts that I'm bringing, concepts that Bob is bringing, and the information that Sue brings. So, that's why I go slow. That's why I kind of pause a little bit and repeat things so that you guys really get what I'm trying to get over to you. So thank you, Sue. I appreciate that segment. And that was really a good one, I thought, tonight. And a very clear presentation on the Golden Wisdom Bundle, a.k.a. Golden Bundle 300. So thank you, Sue, again for that.
Thank you, Bruce. Oh,
you're welcome. Now, and I say now, that's my pause word.
Yeah,
now.
That is. Mm-hmm. Now.
Some people say,
break.
Okay. Yeah, some people go, okay.
Yeah, or not only that, but not only that.
Not only that, comma, but, dot, dot, dot. Yes.
Yeah.
And, yeah, some people do that. Oh, language is so much fun, isn't it? Oh,
isn't
man.
It?
Yep. Isn't it now? Isn't it now? Yes, it is. All right. Well, you guys know you've been with me long enough. You know how I talk. You know what I mean. So I don't have to say, like, okay. Okay. I'll just say now. That's my pause word. Okay. All right, just said okay. All right, forget it. It is time to segue over to Bob. Bob, you've had a lot of cool things to say over the years, and tonight should be no different. You know I love the testimonials. I think everybody else does too. It helps us to get a real feeling for what people get when they use these products, they try the Boomers products, and they get results. And they send in testimonials to you so that you can share those with us. And I think that's a wonderful thing that we have. We also love the fact that we get sales from time to time. We also get information due to research that you're doing and that you found or you've read and brought that to us. So tonight, I'm looking forward to hearing what you would have to say to those things tonight, Bob.
Sure, Bruce. Thank you. You know, tonight is one of the nights where there's no research studies, but there are some statistics. 95%, 38%, 3 out of 4, and no change over the last 3 months.
I love it. That is good, Bob. That's funny.
But there is a sale. A really cool sale, actually. This is a sale for our super immune bundle for fall.
Yeah.
And we have 4 products that are really great for helping with the immune system. It's our lignans, our olive leaf extract, our magnesium with zinc, and our vitamin C. And each one of those, if you want to buy them separately, are 25% off. And if you want to put them into a bundle and buy them all together, which we have a number of people starting to do that, you can save 30%, which is a total savings of $47.04 if you buy that bundle together.
All 4 products at once in a bundle.
Yep. It's a really good savings, 30%. We've got a lot of testimonials, Bruce, that came in, and some of them are really short, so I can say a bunch of them.
Oh, good.
This is one that came in about the vitamin C, and this lady's talking about her husband and wife. We're both taking almost all of the Boomer products. It's taken about 3 months. But my partner's digestive tract issues have disappeared.
Mm.
You know, this is a really important thing because your digestive tract is a vital organ, right? That's all together. And it's how humans live. We take in food and water, and it goes through this really complicated process of enzymes and absorption and interfacing with bacteria. And there's medical textbooks 1,000 pages long on the functioning of the digestive tract. And when you're not feeling well in your digestive tract, whether you have acid reflux or you feel sick to your stomach or you have bacterial overgrowth in your small intestine or colitis, I mean, it's just really, really miserable. And sometimes there's nothing that can be done about it. And for us to hear that someone's digestive tract issues are have disappeared, what they're really saying is they've been there for a long time, nothing else worked until this. So it just makes me feel really good that somebody is now feeling better.
Mm.
Here's another testimonial. A man, 64 years old, who says, I've been using Boomer Boost and Gladiator Barley for 4 years. I just had an ultrasound on my entire vascular system from head to toe. Mm-hmm. At 64, the results came back of a 41-year-old. Also really significant, and I've had people, including Larry, my business partner, had such an exam done once a couple of years ago. And the doctor was so surprised at the result. He was calling all the staff over saying, look at this. Look at this test. This man is 77 years old, and we've never seen anybody that was 30 or over that had arteries this clear. And so this is another thing. You can heal your intestines and you can cleanse your arteries. And here's another one that came in. It says, let's see this. Let's scroll up a little. Okay, so this one is from two people in their 80s. Husband and wife. We're in our 80s now and have been taking Boomer products for a while. We have felt stronger and healthier in the past few years from taking your products. But now, we're taking Myotrol. It feels like the afterburners have kicked in.
I love it.
We feel much more energetic than ever. Thank you so much for all the work you're doing to keep us healthy and alive.
That's great, Bob.
That's cool. The afterburners kicked in.
I love the afterburners. That is so, that's a beautiful analogy. Yep. Fighter pilots, fighter planes, afterburners. Yep.
Yep. And so this is the last one, Bruce, but I saved the longest one for last.
Okay.
This is a man, 77 years old. Says, I'm 77 years old, a diabetic, and a victim of a catastrophic vehicle accident 8 years ago. A very large truck crossed the center line into my Mustang.
Ah.
I had a severe closed head injury. My eyes were knocked out of alignment. My neck, back, shoulder, lower back, and hip injuries. For sure, it's been a long road back. Advice from my father, who lived to be 101 years old, had simple advice. Keep moving. So I took my father's advice, and my daily routine goes as follows. I wake up early, about 6. I have a cup of coffee in silence. After that, I meditate. Then I get on the floor and begin my 28-stretch routine to a count of 20 deep breaths for each stretch. I then walk the dog for a mile, after which I either play pickleball about 3 times a week, or I bike, golf, kayak, or swim. I do something every day, but I do not do sports on my 7th day, as it's my day of rest. I take many of the Boomer products, which have helped in many ways, making me feel stronger and giving me more stamina. A week and a half ago, I began taking Myotrol. Within 3 days, I felt a huge difference. More energy, more get up and go, and a whole lot more focus. First, I've never been one to procrastinate, but just by getting older, a bit of procrastination began to set in. After a week and a half of taking Myotrol, I don't put things off until tomorrow. Heck, now I don't even put them off for the next hour. I am as immediate and efficient as I was in my 20s and 30s. My stretches are deeper and stronger. If to scroll down, it's a long one. My meditation is deeper and more powerful. my bike riding has gone from a modest 7 miles to up to 12 miles, and my swimming has gone from a modest 350 breaststrokes, I swim underwater holding my breath, to 700 breaststrokes as of today.
Wow.
My focus while playing pickleball has increased, and my game has significantly improved overall. Everything is effortless, including my nap in the afternoon is effortless.
There you go.
Even my breathing is more effortless.
Wow.
There's not much more to be said except that Boomer products are doing wonders for me, and I anticipate taking them for a long time.
Boy, I do too.
Awesome. He knows how to live. He knows how to live, doesn't he, Bob? Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, he didn't care that he got in a car accident.
Yeah.
His dad
he
was
sure has made a comeback.
He's going to probably live to 121.
He's made a super comeback, that's for sure, Bob. Did I hear you right to say he's gone from 300 strokes underwater to 750?
300 to 700.
He doubled the amount of his underwater breaststroking. Underwater.
Yeah, in a week and a half.
Wow.
And, you know, he's not the only swimmer that we got that from. There's a picture of a swimmer on the front page of our website who's a competitive ocean swimmer who's a medical doctor and a physiatrist.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And he came to visit us because he came to Florida to visit his brother, and he drove down to see us in St. Pete. And he had the same story about his swimming with Myotrol as well. And this is, you know, he was like just shocked because he himself is a very accomplished physician and anti-aging person and competitive athlete. I mean, he's in his late 60s. And for him to be so surprised that at that age, anything that you could just pop into your mouth would have that dramatic of an effect. You know, most medical doctors are skeptical about things like this and wouldn't believe that it could happen. But he went ahead and tried it. And it was so blatantly obvious. There's no denying it. But anyway, that's about all I had for tonight, Bruce and Sue. We're getting more and more of these testimonials, and it's really great. I can't wait to call the inventor Eric tomorrow and read him those
read that to him. Yep.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Bob, I got a question for you. Did you get the impression like I did that this gentleman swam underwater doing the breaststroke on one breath?
Yeah, he didn't say that. I don't know enough about swimming to know if that's even remotely possible. It could be that he takes the stroke while his face is in the water and then bobs back up.
Right.
That's what it seems like to me.
Right.
But it was when he went further in a part I didn't read to you, where he said those 700 strokes are in the same amount of time that it used to take him to do 350. So he's swimming twice as fast.
Twice as fast, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, all I can say to that, Bob, I was on a swim team for 9 years. From 9 to the age of 17. I was a lifeguard at 17. And in a 25-meter pool, at that time, I dove into the pool on one breath and made turns 3 times for 100 meters underwater, one breath.
Yep.
That was my accomplishment at the time.
Yeah.
And it wasn't. You know, and I was doing something.
Probably two and a half
I
minutes.
I can imagine.
Or something. Yeah.
Something. I don't know.
So,
100 meters underwater. Yeah.
Yep.
But that was a challenge for me. I did that back then when I was 17. When I was 17? Well, that is a great testimonial. I love that. And I wish that is something that everyone would get a copy of. Or read it prominently on a site or a page or something, Bob, where where people will see that. Because even though they've heard it on the big call, it's a great testimonial. That's all I can say about it. It was super.
Yep.
Wow. And I just want to say that to get to Bob's website, to catch this sale that's on those four immune defense bundle, new immune defense bundle, all you got to do is go to bigcalluniverse.com. When you get on our homepage there, you'll see a banner at the top that says Boomers. Click on that banner. It's a direct link to Bob's site, and you'll be able to see the product menu, drop it down, see products on sale, and so on and so forth. And it's just wonderful. You'll be able to read. Bob, where do they go on this site, your site, to read testimonials?
Yeah, so they're associated. There's a lot of them right on the homepage that are in chronological order. So that testimonial people would be able to see on the homepage right now. And then they get assigned each product, so they're also on the product pages.
I see. Okay, cool. That's excellent. So I want people to do that, to go to Bob's site, check it out, see the products, check them out, and then at the bottom of the page, the footer, you'll see podcasts, you'll see, what else, YouTube archive broadcasts. You've got a lot of stuff down there. And you can just go in and stay there. You can learn about havening, emotional freedom technique. There's quite a bit to enjoy on that site. And the other thing is there's a toll-free number to call if you want any help or any assistance on anything. It's 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609. It's good 9 to 5 Monday through Friday, Eastern Daylight Time. And we're going to be on Daylight Savings for a little while longer. I don't know when it goes off, but we're still on Daylight Savings Time, which is great. So, check it out. Get on there. You can put an order together very easily in your cart and check out. And also realize that for every order that you've made, you have a certain amount of points that you can redeem. And you can look into your account and see how many points you have, and you can apply those points to your order and reduce the overall cost. Now, if it's the first time you've done it, you know, the first time that you've placed an order, you'd have to use your points the next time you ordered. And you could do it, or you could just bank your points for a while and just use it whenever you need to. But I think tonight, that was very special, Bob. Thank you for those testimonials. And it's always good to have a sale on items that are good, really good for our immune system. That's what we've got to make sure is really strong for the fall or any time of year. But right now, it's a good idea to have that. Well, thank you, Bob. Appreciate that very much. All right. Did we get a time hack, Bob? I don't remember if we did. I was thinking about that question. 10:15. Okay, great. I think we can get this done in 15 minutes, you guys. I won't go on and on, but I do have some important information for us. So, first of all, let's address a couple of things that Jeannie brought out in her prayer request tonight. One was R&R. I believe the other was Social Security increases, that type of thing. All right, so on the Social Security increase, what I'm getting from our contact who knows a guy that is in the Social Security office in the center of the central part of the country, he said that this increase that we're looking for should happen, I'm going to say, the third and fourth Wednesday of the month. It should happen and include and be included in the amount of Social Security you receive. If it doesn't show up there, it should show up by the end of this month. So, and if you've already had Social Security the first Wednesday or the second Wednesday, which was the 11th, so that would have been the 4th and the 11th, you should still get that increase as a separate payment showing up in that account, in your bank account that receives Social Security by direct deposit. You should get that, if this information holds out, before the end of the month, this month. So that was encouraging to have that. And regarding R&R, what we're hearing is that the restitution and retribution allowance, that's a different way of saying reclamation, retribution allowance, R&R, is going to show up for those of us who are exchanging currency and redeeming ZIM. That will show up in our Quantum account, and it is there already. And we'll have that in that account, and then we can go, when we go for our exchanges and ZIM redemption, we can move. Once we've done that and we have a pile, as Bob likes to say, a pile of money that is going into our Quantum account, we can move a portion of that into our primary or secondary Wells account and have that lined up for us. And don't be shy on moving money. I mean, some people are moving tens of millions or 100 million or whatever, and some of us are going to move a billion into each of our LLC accounts, which I have 4. So that's my plan. You do what you guys feel like you need. And remember, you can go back. That's supposed to last you for 30 to 60 days for your projects, and it should, whatever you move. But just be smart and don't move everything in, but just move a portion of it in when you're ready to, okay? And that's the only reason you will have a Quantum card. Okay, and Quantum, I used to call it Quantum Access Card, but it sounds weird to say quack. So a Quantum card is a card that's the size of a credit card, but 3 times as thick. And it's only used to move funds from your Quantum account into a bank account, like a Wells or a Chase or, there's so many different banks. You should have about 3 banks that you're able to tie into your Quantum account. 3 banks. That's what I've understood. That may change, it may not change. But think in terms of moving funds into your Wells account first, and then whether you want to move funds into your Chase or your Bank of America account or your Citi account or your other banks, that's up to you. All right. So that, I wanted to get that out of the way. The other thing is, okay, that got Social Security in that. I think that took
care of it. Wait. You didn't do the, when does the retribution come out for other people that are not exchanging ZIM?
Thank you, Sue. That's good. It should occur by the end of this month. I don't know that it'll come out sooner. We've already gone past the first 10 days in this month. It's already the 13th. Almost the 13th, it's the 12th. So any deadline that we thought we had to get R&R in for everybody has passed. And I think now we're looking at possibly the next 10 days of the month. But it could very well be by the end of this month. Okay? That's a good question, Sue. Thank you for prompting me on that. The other thing is debt forgiveness. Debt forgiveness or debt jubilee is to occur starting this month. And where we thought it would occur last month, it didn't in August, but it should occur in this month. And again, this is my personal opinion, and I think this is a good one. When it comes to R&R and debt forgiveness, those, except for a few situations, will occur after the RV has occurred and we have toll-free numbers and we're setting appointments for our exchanges. I believe that's going to end up being the case. We'll see. To look for more of that information to hit in the last couple of weeks of this month, of September. Let's go on beyond that. What we're hearing today is very positive for our bondholders. We realize that those of us in Tier 4, that's 4A and 4B, are supposed to be on a quote-unquote shotgun start with Tier 3, our bondholder friends. Now, those guys put up their bonds for the most part. We've got some people still with sheet bonds that haven't taken them in. If you have them, you bring them with you to your redemption center appointment. But you also let them know when you make your appointment that you have so many sheet bonds and the type that you have. I've got XYZ number of railroad bonds. I've got some German bonds. I've got Peruvian gold bonds, or whatever you have that you have like that. Let them know when you're on the phone with the redemption center what you're bringing in, apart and above your currency and your ZIM, which is essentially a bond. They know that. We know that. I'm not talking about ZIM. I'm talking about sheet bonds. Okay? And I hope you have the provenance to go with those sheet bonds so they can knock those out for you. And let them know so that they can give you a longer period of time for your exchange. Because it'll take a little while. It's one thing to do currency on a De La Rue machine and then do ZIM, but it's another thing entirely to hypothecate these ZIM bonds. And so, I don't mean ZIM bonds, sheet bonds, sorry. Sheet bonds, okay? It's important that you let them know you have them. And let them know approximately how many. If you've got a banker's box full of sheet bonds, let them know. If you've got 2 or 3 or 10, let them know that. Okay? Just let them know. Because they will be able to navigate and negotiate those during your appointment. Okay? That's it. Now, what else? All right. When it comes to what the bondholders have been able to do, they can see the funds from various of their bonds in their account. They can see it. They can't get access to it until tomorrow. We've had some people with bonds that have gone in for appointments today to navigate and to get the Quantum card up and running for them with one bank or another bank, and maybe a third bank they have appointments with tomorrow to do the same thing with their Quantum account card and get that all, everything put in. And you remember everything we talked about? We talked about biometric fingerprint. We talked about new username, brand new password, 5-digit PIN code, which would be brand new to them, and their email, those 5 things. And there may be 1 or 2 other things that they need to do. But that would get them access. And my understanding is for certain people that we know are to gain access once they do that tomorrow, gain access to their funds, have access to them, which is great news because I believe it says something about when we in Tier 4B and 4A are to be notified. It should. Tomorrow's Friday the 13th. I think it could be our lucky day. And I mean that in the sense that another piece of intel, I think I told you this in the intro, the other piece of intel I received today, and it's not much, but I think this says everything. We, according to this very good source, should receive everything going out after markets close tomorrow, which is 4 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. When the markets close, meaning the stock markets, when they close tomorrow, everything should be released for us. That would be our emails with the toll-free number included, and that way we could begin to set our appointments and hopefully exchange starting Saturday. I know Redemption Center staff told us they would be going in today, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, all 4 days in a row. And they're doing that so that they can be there, okay, tomorrow, quite possibly. They're there to receive our calls once we call in the 800 number and we get the information given to us that we enter on the AI system, and then we get switched to the redemption center that is closest to our zip code that we put in, then we should speak to a live human being, not a computer. We get a live person, and we talk to them and finish setting our appointment there. And it shouldn't take more than 2 minutes to set our appointments. That's what they're counting on. It's not a time to ask 20 questions. Just get the very basic information you need, and you'll probably end up giving them an email to send you a confirming email letter with the address of the location or whatever. I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do. But I know that you're going to have a way to know when your appointment is, where it is, and the fact that you're to get there no more than 10 minutes before your appointment time. If you're running late and you can't make it, you're SOL until the next time you reschedule. Don't think you can run late to this. If you're somebody who is consistently late for anything, make sure you get there early for this. 10 minutes early. That's when you want to arrive to the Redemption Center. This is not to banks. This is to Redemption Center. Now, to be fair, some redemption centers are attached to banks. They're usually a separate building or a separate entrance or whatever, but they could be attached to a bank. Okay, so don't be turned off by that. But there will be people there to verify your currency and count it on the De La Rue machine. There'll be, you know, U.S. Marshals there in case you are trying to pull something over their eyes, and they're going to not want any of that to happen, no shenanigans. And you could be removed from the premises if that was to be the case. All right, so here's what I'm saying. What I'm saying is it looks very good for tomorrow or Saturday. Obviously, I'm hoping, just like you guys, that it's tomorrow and we get notifications after 4 tomorrow afternoon when the markets close. So be looking for your emails tomorrow after 4. Let's see what happens. And we should have a very exciting and wonderful weekend. Maybe we get pushed off till early next week, but I have not heard that that is absolutely going to be our way. I would think if these can come out after the markets close at 4, we could be setting appointments tomorrow, and then we could get started on exchanges maybe on Saturday. And don't think just because a bank is open till 1 or 2 on a Saturday, that influences the hours of the Redemption Center. It doesn't. Redemption Centers could be open as early as 8 in the morning or earlier and go really late. They could go all the way to 11 or 12 o'clock at night. They could go to midnight. It's going to depend on the demographics of the area where you live or where you're calling to. And don't be surprised if you could set an appointment as late as 10 o'clock at night. You know, I think they want to get this in. They want this Zim in yesterday. They want it in there because it hydrates the banks. It really does. It gets the banks and us hydrated with funds. So I think it's a great situation we find ourselves in. I was hoping for a last piece of intel, and that's what came in 15 minutes before the start of the big call. That's amazing. So thank you, Jesus, for that. All right, that's everything I wanted to say tonight, except one thing. This is the perfect time to get in touch with Sue by email for one thing, the Golden Bundle 300. It's a $550 value of 20 classes. You can listen to one a week, and you can essentially get that to Sue, that email to her tonight. Because I'm just about to wrap up the call with a prayer, and I want you guys to consider everything that Sue said about it. It's an absolute great opportunity to give yourself a super start to everything that we're going to need to learn and know about once we walk out of the Redemption Center. And the beauty is, if you get this and order it now, you can listen to it before you go into the Redemption Center, and you'll be even better off for doing it that way. So the Golden Bundle 300 is $300, payable on Cash App, AP, Cash App. Takes about 5 minutes to set that up. Customer service, as Sue mentioned, they're called customer advocates. And remember when the Bible says we have an advocate with the Father, and that was the person of Jesus Christ himself. So let's do this. Let's send Sue an email to integratedminds, M-I-N-D-S, at hushmail.com. integratedminds@hushmail.com. You guys have heard that, unless you're brand new to the big call. You've heard that hundreds of times. Send her an email. Put your name and your telephone number, preferably a cell phone number, in the body of the email and send it off to Sue tonight. It said, yes, I want the Golden Bundle 300. That's all you got to say. And that you either have Cash App already or you'll get it. You'll call the number and you'll get them to set it up for you, with you. All right? So do that. Take advantage of these great classes that Sue has overseen and led, and you can be part of the pod, essentially. You get to listen to them. You get to see what they're talking about, what questions they might have had, and how Sue navigated the whole thing. 20 classes, about an hour and a half each. Listen at your own pace, but do it so you'll be adequately prepared for everything that we're going to find ourselves in after our exchanges. All right? So I want everybody to do that and to get that tonight from Sue. All right? That's what we're up to. Let's pray the call out, and then we'll look forward to a wonderful weekend. And don't forget, you will get an email if you've registered your email on our website, bigcalluniverse.com. You'll get an email with the toll-free number on it. So if you miss it for some reason or you didn't get it in your email, we will, as long as we have your email, we'll send it out to you. And Bob and Raleigh are in charge of getting that done and getting that out once they hear that the 800 number has come. And once they have it to put out, they'll put it out in a special email blast to everyone who has signed up on bigcalluniverse.com. All right? So beware of that. If you haven't done it, do it. If you've already done it, we've got your email. Don't sweat it. Okay? And remember this. the email in the future. Should this be our last call, which is very possible, we will be in touch with you regarding our projects, Big Call, which is Rebuild America, Rebuild International, and our other two projects are Veterans Retreat Network and Pastoral Retreat Network. Any of those four projects I'm looking for volunteers on, especially Rebuild America, but there's a few other things that we'll need. We will get a new website up, or we'll get it redone so that you guys can see what is there, and we're going to try to put an interactive thing together where you essentially give us some basic information, and then you know what we're doing, when we're doing it, and where we're doing it on all our projects. So we'll be busy, but I want everybody to take a little vacation time, do what you need to do. This is a life-changing opportunity for us. As you guys know by now, this changes everything, changes the paradigm. It's a new dimension for us to walk into. And just get in touch with Sue tonight by email, integratedminds@hushmail.com. And get in touch with Bob for the sale items. You can go right to bigcalluniverse.com. You can click on the banner at the top, says Boomers, bring it right into Bob's website, Breck Link. And then you can go through the site and see the various products and pick up whatever you need. All right? So I wanted to tell you guys that, and let's go ahead and thank everybody. Sue, thank you. Thank you, Bob. Excellent call for both of you tonight, I think. And also, thank you, Big Call Universe, out there for listening these 13 years. And thank you, SAT team, satellite team, for getting our call out to so many listeners around the globe. It's a wonderful benefit that I'm just thrilled that we were able to get that done and that you guys made that available to us. So that being said, thank you everyone for listening and for being a part of this call, because even if you just listened, you're a major part of this call. So we appreciate you and look forward to working with you in the future. I may do some regional meetings with our Big Call Universe listeners across the country. So be prepared for that possibility of a meet and greet and doing something together regionally. Okay? So I'm looking forward to that myself. All right, you guys, everybody have a great weekend. Let's see what develops and see if we get our numbers tomorrow after the markets close at 4 Eastern tomorrow. All right? Lord God, we just thank you so much for everything that you've allowed to take place on the Big Call. Thank you for our teachings that Sue has done. Thank you for our prayer in and prayer out of the call and our attempt to honor you in that way. Thank you for this blessing, which is almost here, right around the corner. Thank you for allowing us to get everything that you intend for us to get in the way of this blessing. And thank you for all the listeners to the Big Call over all these 13 years. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Everybody have a great